Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Things are heating up as leftists continue to divide the country. And it's always something. Right now it's vaxxers versus non-vaxxers, but they just move along to whatever suits them. We continue to push back on these Gestapo vaxxers, not because we are not vaxxers per se, but there are many of us who don't want to get the shot because we know all the ramifications. And Tom Cotton, well, actually, I forget who it was, but he pressed Fauci recently on not just gain of function, but what this vaccine actually does to your system, going between what they call the blood-brain barrier, and it's shocking, it's frightening what's going to happen to people down the road. And I keep having people go back and look at the Bourne legacy to understand how you can viral in and viral out of certain things, and it's really scary. The far-reaching implications can be devastating. But that's just one of the ways that they want to divide us. There's many others, and we'll get to some of those today. But I want to talk about something that came up recently for me with respect to one of the things that they use to divide not only the country, but in this case, the black community. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I hope you'll follow us there and go partake of a lot of things that we do, particularly our merchandise. I don't have on one of my merch shirts right now, but what we want to do in merch is have a message out there, something that you're willing to wear that said, that pushes back on the left, cleverly so. Now, I don't want to get your butts kicked. I wear shirts that I wouldn't put out for you folks because I'm willing to put my butt on the line for it, but I'm a little more well-trained than some of the other people out there. But go look at our merch shop, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale. So here's what happened. The NRA reached out to me about doing an article. And it was through my buddy Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, who said, you guys really got to watch Bleeding Blue, the movie that we all made a while back. It's a timeless movie. I don't care if I'd made this movie 15 years ago. It's timely, eye-opening. And speaking of eye-opening, I started writing the article, sent it over to them for approval, and they said, Kevin, can we make this a Q&A? I said, yeah. And it ended up being a Q&A about guns. Imagine that, the NRA wanted to talk about guns. And in case you didn't remember guns, that is the thing that leftists say is the problem in America. It's not thugs with guns, it's guns. So I wanted to give some clarity, and many of you know this story, but I want to tell it again because when I was talking to the NRA about it, I made other observations that were really amazing even to me. And that's the beauty of the brain that I possess. It's lovely. You should see the inside of this. It's beautiful. It's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie on steroids inside of my head. But I recounted this story about my uncle and my grandmother taking me and my brother to this gunfight. And what had happened was my uncle was an abusive guy to my aunt. And he grew up that. He grew up, his dad was abusive to my grandmother, and she divorced my actual grandfather, my biological grandfather. And I was raised by another man. I never knew my biological grandfather. I was raised by another man. We called him Daddy Ernest. And he's my grandfather. When you hear me speak of my grandfather, I'm not speaking of my blood grandfather. I'm speaking of a guy that my grandmother married because my grandfather, biological, was so abusive. So the kids learned abuse. The boys learned abuse. And even though my grandmother divorced my biological grandfather, I think the boys saw it that way. And I think abuse in the black community, I hate to say this, and even going back to the Mad Men days was just sort of par for the course. And so women needed rights when it came to that. Now, in the case of my grandmother, she fought back and eventually divorced my grandfather, and c'est la vie, life goes on. But my non-biological grandfather, who I credit for raising me and protecting me, was an interesting guy, fun guy, and I talk about him in my book, The Big Black Lie. But I'm digressing. So anyway, I'm talking about this story, and it may go, the segment, just so you guys are aware, the segment may go a little longer because I didn't think I was going to be adding all this other flavor to the story. But long story short, my uncle's abusive to my aunt, and it was repetitive. I remember it as a kid growing up. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to say the names because, you know, my family does listen to the program, but so-and-so just hits her again. She's crying. She's calling this. And I remember her calling my grandmother, my aunt, saying she'd been beaten. So this was a pattern. And one day, my aunt's brothers, actually, this happened more than once. But one day, I remember distinctly, my aunt called my grandmother got a call, and she put us in the car. And I don't remember the circumstances where my grandfather was and why she put us in the car. But I think my grandfather might have been, as we said, running the streets. He gambled on the weekends. And so he was probably gone because my grandmother put us in the car, and we drove over in the middle of the night. I don't remember the time, but it was dark. And we go to my uncle's neighborhood where there is a gunfight. And the gunfight is my uncle is in a gunfight with his brother-in-laws who are vowing to kill him. And I don't blame him. He's beating up their sister. It's not like it's a one-off where they can sit him down and say, look, you do this again, we're going to find you. We're going to beat you up. And to be blunt, they knew my uncle always carried a weapon. So I'm relating this story to the NRA. And as I was reading it back, because it was a Q&A, and they sent me what was going to be published, and I was looking it over, and I thought to myself, wow, this is an amazing set of circumstances and the revelations that came to me. I'll give you an example of one of them because we're going to have another segment about it. And we've got a ton to talk about. So, you know, don't worry about it. We're going to have a fun time today. But one of the things was how routine it seemed. It didn't seem like that big of a deal. And he prompted it in the question. Like he says, well, you know, how do you look back on it? And I thought to myself, interesting question. We'll do that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, welcome back. As I recount this story that will appear in NRA Magazine soon, understand that it's merely a metaphor. A metaphor for all the craziness of leftism, whether we're talking global climate change, whether we're talking border security, whether we're talking race relations, whatever. It's all of that. It doesn't matter. And what I'm going to try to help you get to is answering some of these questions of how can we get to such a level of crazy that you don't really realize how you got there. And it hit me when I was doing this in our interview that I actually suffered from this level of crazy. And I know you find it hard to believe because I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy, I swear. Anyway, remember when the black kid – you probably don't, but – it was a black kid. He was killed, a college-age kid. And he was breaking into a woman's house in his neighborhood, a black woman's home, crossed through the window, whatever, gets in. The lady's got a security system. She sees him. It alerts her on her phone. She turns her car around. She carries a weapon, goes back to the house, goes into her house, sees this kid, you know, tells him, move, I've got a weapon, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't. Bang. She shoots him. Well, he dies. And luckily for this woman, she was black, because had she been white, it would have been a whole storm over this thing, even though she probably had video and everything. But she was black, and they interviewed his cousin and his sister, and they were like, I can't believe she killed him. You know, all he was trying to do was get money for books for school. And I don't know why she killed him. I don't know whether he menaced, like, I dare you to shoot me or whatever. Bang, okay. Dare accepted. But he's breaking into her home, stealing her goods, and these kids, his sister and his cousin, are like, I mean, he was doing a good thing. He was breaking into her house to get money so he could cover his books for school. Was that really what he was trying to do? Maybe. I don't think so personally, but maybe it was. But here's my point. How do you get to that level of stupid? How do you rationalize getting something from somebody else and saying, well, you know, I don't know why she killed him for being in her home trying to take her stuff when he was trying to do a good deed? Because we use college for everything, right? Every black dude shot by a cop, I don't care whether it was George Floyd and he was 55 years old and dealing counterfeit bills. He was dealing counterfeit bills so he could get his books and go to college. Everybody is going to college. Really? I'm like Chris Rock. They must be going to community college, because even prostitutes can go to community college. Even strippers can go to community college. So long story short, that's the type of crazy. And you say, surely, Kevin, of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, surely this is not the way people think. And I'm telling you, yes, it is. There are people out there who believe if they rob you, they are okay to rob you. There is a black site, a website, and I say it's black, but it's dedicated to black folks. And I think it's called, if I'm not mistaken, you can look it up, My Skin is My Currency. And essentially what the purveyor of that site says is that I can go anywhere, any store, take whatever I want, because my skin is my currency. That is patently ridiculous. The person who owns a store may be black. What is his currency? So, but it doesn't matter. They say everything out there is for the taking because we have been oppressed as black folks. So I tell you this just so you understand the backdrop and the metaphor of everything I'm going to say going forward, which is about my uncle's gunfight. So middle of the night, I don't know what time, late, grandmother says, get in the car, boys. She's telling us as we're on our way over there, y'all need to keep your heads down because they're over here shooting. And so me and my brother are like, whoa, we're all excited. First of all, I want to just stop and ask you this. If you knew we're going to go break up a gunfight, quick question just for you white folks, would you take your kids? Or would you call a cousin or somebody, an au pair, a dollar nanny? I don't know. I mean, you white people got all the secrets. But would you get somebody to come watch the Cherins? Of course you would. My grandmother didn't have that. White privilege, people. So she loaded me and my brother in a car. We head over to my uncle's neighborhood. I don't remember exactly where it was, but I would call it a lower middle class neighborhood. It wasn't the hood. It wasn't like going into Bon-Ton in South Dallas or some crazy place. But it wasn't a good neighborhood. So we roll up there. You can hear the gunshots. Pow! And so my grandmother rolls up, says, y'all keep your heads down. And me and my brothers are like whack-a-moles. You know, we're looking up and down trying to see what's going on. And you can hear it. And you can hear them yelling across the street at each other. You know, we're going to kill you, Negro. But they were using different language and stuff. And my brother and I are intrigued. My grandmother rolls up the car there, gets out. And I'm telling you, I've seen this on her face many times because I put this look on her face a few times myself. But she gets out of that car and she's yelling. You know, I'm not going to say the names, but she's yelling at these boys. She's calling their names. And she's yelling, stop shooting. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And there, yet the two brothers are yelling back at her, you know, Miss Thompson, he got to stop beating up on our sister. And she's yelling back, I agree. And my uncle is trying to say something. And she's like, shut up. And she's orchestrating. Pardon me, but she's orchestrating how this all is going down. And in the meantime, you know, pow. And I can see my uncle, because we pulled up on the side of the street where he is. He's ducked behind a car. And you know, and they're on the other side of the street. And we had seen him running when we were coming up. So the point is, I'm looking at this. I'm giving this story to the NRA. And the guy asked me, he says, so what are your thoughts on it? And I thought to myself, first of all, I would never have taken my kids into that situation. But my grandmother didn't even think 2 seconds about it. And I'm not saying she's a bad parent. I mean, you could look at it and say she was. I'm actually glad for the experience, crazy as it may sound. But there was that. I was asked about the neighborhood, and I thought, well, it was a lower middle class neighborhood. I don't know of any lower middle class neighborhoods that have gunfights. That was the other observation I made about it. And then, you know, it was fast forward. That was it was a big deal, but I understood it. I was like, I understand these two guys wanting to get street justice on my uncle for beating up their sister. If you hit my sister, I'm going to want street justice too. There's that street kid in me that understood that. My uncle was more along the lines of, well, you don't have to shoot me. You know, you can beat me up or something. So, you know, he's got his gun. And all of them had guns. We lived in a gun culture. I had an uncle named Pistol, for goodness sake. His nickname was Pistol. You can imagine how he got that nickname. So it was such an eye-opening interview in so many ways. It's going to be out soon, and I hope you will check it out because it really is something that you'll learn from. We'll be back.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vaccination requirements are being issued for all federal and New York State employees President Biden expected later today to outline a COVID vaccination requirement for all federal workers. Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo is requiring all New York State workers to get the coronavirus vaccine by Labor Day or submit to weekly testing. This as governors across the country are continuing to implore folks to get vaccinated. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson telling Fox News,
I just encourage everybody in the state and across the nation, talk to a doctor, talk to a healthcare worker, try to get some of the other clutter out and make a decision for you and your family. I think that's the most important place people can go to get information.
That's great. Pending home sales falling in June, the National Association of Realtors saying pending home sales dropped 1.9%. You're listening to USA Radio News. As record numbers of illegal immigrants continue to cross the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration is having second thoughts regarding a policy reversal.
The Biden administration is reportedly reconsidering its plan to lift restrictions that kept migrants from applying for asylum at the southern border to fight the spread of COVID. The White House was expected to lift Title 42 this summer, but after the recent rise in new infections due to the Delta variant, Politico reporting that the restrictions will stay in place for now. The administration was expected to begin to loosen the Trump-era restrictions at the end of July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Today marks an important deadline for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Those who had been previously diagnosed with an illness related to the 9/11 attacks that was certified before July 29, 2019, have until today to enroll in the fund in order to receive a potential payout. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Some of you know my background, some of you don't. So for those of you who don't, you racists out there that don't follow my work or know anything about me because you're all about yourselves. Well, anyway, I was a former management consultant to some of the world's largest companies and worked for various large organizations, and we would do overhaul of a company. And when you go in, you know, you're looking for issues that can make the company better. And there's multiple sides to an organization because you have HR and then you have the actual product that the company's making, whether it's a product or a service or whatever it may be. And then you've got different pieces within that. You've got operations like, for example, IT. You've got warehousing, you've got sales, et cetera. And all companies operate pretty much the same way, but all companies operate differently as well. But there are pillars that you operate in. For example, sales is a vertical pillar, as is shipping and, you know, going out to what they call supply chain. Those are vertical pillars. And then you've got operations and all these other things in between, IT, marketing, et cetera, that sort of become rungs on the ladder. And then there's risk and things like that that you have to, you know, certainly take account of. So anyway, I was a management consultant for some of the largest companies in the world, very proud of the work that I was able to do there. And we did a lot in what's called HR, human resources. Now they call it people management. But it's all these things tend to change over time, because leftists like to put cutesy names on things. Anyway, there's this new role that I just discovered. I had never heard of it. It came I saw an interview, and it's called the Vice President of Human Rights. And I'm presuming it's a position, it's part of HR, human resources, which of course has been, as I said, defined to be people management. But a vice president of human rights at Coca-Cola. I'd never heard of this role. I've been involved in management consulting for decades, still got my finger on the pulse of it, feel like I know a lot about what goes on there, even though there's much that I was not an expert in. But in any case, I came across this role and went, I've never heard of it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. We're pretty sophisticated here. offer you lots of stuff. Hope you take advantage of it, especially our messaging and our marketing. And you'll see it below wherever however my guys put this up. And I hope you will follow our work, because I think what we do here is profound. And what I'm going to explain to you about this new role, Vice President of Human Rights, will show you exactly what I'm talking about, how the world has changed in such dramatic. This is a role that's not needed in America. The Vice President of Human Rights, they may need that in China, but they don't need it here. I looked it up. I Googled it. I found no such role, Vice President of Human Rights, even though Coca-Cola has one. So why would a company need a Vice President of Human Rights? It was my first thing, because when you go to work for a company, you're a human being. I mean, robots don't interview. They build them. The companies use them. Only people interview, human beings. I realize leftists are not exactly humans, you know what I'm saying? But human beings, at least they think they are, interview, and you interview to do a job. And so you say, well, we need to have somebody who's looking out for human resources, for their human resources, looking out for their performance resources, et cetera. But human rights? Is Coca-Cola a sweatshop? I mean, it's pretty automated. I've been in the factory. I've been in factories like the Anheuser-Busch. There are a few people in there, but I promise you, they got machines. You hit some buttons and they are, you know, it's pretty processed. They know exactly the formula going in and going out. If you're going to be at that level, you better know it. And Coke guards everything, believe me, down to the color of their logo. I mean, it is a specific. Companies like that have been around, these venerable companies have been around for decades. In their case, probably over 100 years. AB, Anheuser-Busch, over 100 years, and many others. So it's a very statistically processed, controlled environment that is monitored by very few humans compared to what it used to need in the past. And even though it's got probably thousands of employees, I don't think they have a human rights issue. But they brought on this human rights person. And this role, people, is a result of what's being taught in colleges and universities. And I'll bet you dollars to dog turds that you're going to find this role as a description on Google. Google it now so you'll find out. It does not exist. I didn't find it. Maybe you're better at it than me. But this will be a role that every major company will have, a vice president of human rights. And you have to ask yourself why. Virtue signalers who make their products in Laotian sweatshops would cry foul on everything that's happening in America. Nike, for example, we are going to support Colin Kaepernick and his, you know, protests while they're getting shoes made by Chinese Uyghurs, or what are Uyghurs? Is that what they call them? Uyghurs? Probably slave labor over there. But they're going to virtue signal in America. Look at how black people get treated. Oh, you mean multimillionaire athletes like Colin Kaepernick? Yeah, the atrocity. Oh, my goodness. This is the insanity that we deal with. Well, anyway, so I could dig more deeply into why these roles are being looked at. I think it's insanity that we would have such a thing as a vice president of human rights when we look at all the places where human rights are being violated. Let me ask you, when you think about human rights, do you think of America as a place where people's human rights are violated? And the short answer is heck no. So what's the deal? I don't have an answer for you. I don't know why Coca-Cola has decided that they're going to do this. But keep in mind, Coca-Cola is the group that decided they were going to chime in when the Georgia legislature and the various legislators said, we're going to look at voter fraud, and Coca-Cola decided that it was a violation of all black people's rights that Georgia wanted to clean its voter rolls. And I could go into the details, but you can do that as well. And here's what I think you already know. Georgia didn't do anything that any sane state would do in terms of understanding that we don't want dead people on the voter rolls, it has a, it'll lend itself to the potential for fraud, for voter fraud. We want to make sure that if you've moved out of the state, you're not on the voter. I mean, that makes common sense. And moreover, they compared it to other places, even leftist places, and the Georgia laws were not nearly as intrusive as some of these other states. The other thing is this, and there's maybe we'll get to some other stuff, but what's Coca-Cola chiming in on Georgia voter rolls? What their voter laws are? What is it that makes it your responsibility? Last time I checked, Coca-Cola makes a liquid product that they hope they can outsell other products. You know, I don't want you drinking Pepsi or RC or Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb or whatever. I want you drinking Coke. What is your politics? Why are you butting in? And that's where the vice president of human rights comes in. Because apparently Coke decides it needs to fight human rights on a global scale because it makes a dark colored drink that'll melt battery, that'll take the what they call the corrosion off your battery acid terminals, or your battery terminals. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to play games with me. So this is, again, I go back to, why are companies in America losing their place, losing their status? And what do you think is going to happen to Coke if this is what they're focused on? See, last time I checked, Coke should be focused on either making new products, acquiring other companies, maybe adding snacks. They've added water. I know that. They've got an orange drink. They make an equivalent of, like, I don't know which one they make, Sprite or 7-Up, but they make one of those. They've got Dasani water. You know, those are the things you should be focused on. And but what are they doing? They got a virtue signal. Well, you know, we're headquartered in Atlanta. And we're going to play the clip in the next segment of what the guy says. And Tom Cotton destroys this guy, and rightfully so. This gets on my nerves. You know, oh, we've got, what's the next thing? We got to have this many black people working for us. They're in Atlanta, so that's not a problem. We got to have this many Guatemalan midgets. We got to have this many of whatever. And people are beginning to wonder, well, when are you going to focus on the product? Why do I care how many black women, lesbians you're hiring in the next 3 years? More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
So why don't companies mind their business? Look, I get that companies want to have some sort of corporate sponsorship in this, or a feeling that they're doing something in the community. I get that, but I wonder how far does it go? Look, I think it's wonderful. I'll use my personal life as an example. The St. Louis Cardinals, when we had a charity in the St. Louis area, were absolutely tremendous. The biggest supporters of my charity, bar none. And Centene supported us. Scott Trade, which is now E-Trade, supported us. Many other companies that you know, gave us $5,000-$10,000. We had a law firm that gave us $30,000 one time, and the charity was to get young kids adopted, mostly inner city kids, obviously, 72% black, 28% other, their forever families. And I'd go to these bigwigs and say, hey, you want to help? Yeah, Kevin. And I even went to one. It was Scott Trade, Roger Riney, billionaire. And Roger was like, I don't care about the notoriety of it, which was shocking. He didn't care. It wasn't like, I told him, man, we can picture you with some of these kids. Nah, it's okay. Now, this is a guy who was making commercials where he would hang out flying on a helicopter and talk about his company. Then fly. I was like, Roger, that doesn't look good from a perspective. A billionaire flies on a helicopter, says, here's my business, and then flies off. The kids would. But even though the optics of one was bad and the optics of the other was good, he didn't want to, quote, use these kids to help his business. He just wanted to help. And I marvel at him for that. I applaud him for that, because most people, you know, they want to get the kudos. But he didn't. And I think about what big companies do to communities. When GM pulled out of Flint, Michigan, because the unions chased them out, you know what happened? The city fell apart. So I get it. You become part of the community. Athletes do it. They do their charitable work inside of the communities. Sadly, not for philanthropic reasons or humanitarian reasons, but because they want to, you know, people to look at them differently. So I get Coca-Cola saying, look, we have a responsibility in marketing to help the Atlanta community. It's our home. It's our hood. It's our whatever, our base of operation. But there comes a time where you say to yourself, when is it too much? Companies now build their entire marketing plans are built on, we only do sustainable this. Amazon's whole program, we will be 100% carbon free by such and such. That is a lie. They're going to still be using carbon. They're going to still be dirtying the air in some form. But we hear that. Or for every pair of socks you buy, we give away a pair of socks. Well, I tell you what, how about you just cut the price of socks in half for me and I'll give my money away. Or, you know, we only use recyclable this or this. Fine. Look, I get it. But at the end of the day, your product is your product. And you certainly shouldn't be getting into legislative efforts unless those legislative issues are something that prevent you from making your product. And in the case of Coca-Cola, they butted in the legislative process of Georgia, where Georgia says, we're going to clean up our voter rolls. What does that have to do with drinking your Coke or your Dasani or your Sunkist orange drink or whatever else it is? What does it have to do with that? Just because your company resides there has nothing to do with this effort. And it wasn't a bad effort. It is in no way discriminatory. It isn't meant to disenfranchise black folks. But what did Coke do? They jumped on the bandwagon. But here's what they won't do. They won't address it anywhere else. They'll address it in the U.S. wrongly and won't say a word elsewhere. And here's the exchange between Tom Cotton and Coca-Cola in this regard.
So your company said at the time that we will continue to stand up for what is right in Georgia and across the United States. So are we to take from your that statement at the time that Coca-Cola will not stand up for what is right outside the United States? Because that's what it sounds like this morning, this testimony.
No, Senator, we stand up for what is right across the world. We apply the same human rights principles in the United States that we do across the world.
Do you believe that the Chinese Communist Party is committing genocide against the Uyghur people?
We're aware of the reports of the State Department on this issue, as well as our other departments of the U.S. government. We respect those reports. They continue to inform our program, as do reports from other from civil society.
We're talking about under questioning from Senator Merkley and Representative McGovern and Representative Chris Smith, every single one of you refused to say a single word, by all appearances, that will cost you one bit of market share inside of mainland China. Mr. Lawley, for instance, you were asked if Coca-Cola would call the IOC to delay the Chinese Olympics. Do you have a chance for them to be rebid or for China to stop its genocide against its own people? And you said that Coca-Cola quote, I think this is your exact words, quote, doesn't have a say, end quote. So can you tell me why Coca-Cola doesn't have a say in whether it sponsors the genocide Olympics next year, but it does have a say in how the state of Georgia runs its election laws?
Senator, what I stated was that we do not have a say in the selection of the host city, nor on whether an Olympics is postponed or relocated.
But you could just make a statement. Your CEO could saddle up the same moral high horse that he got on with Georgia passed its election law and write a letter to the IOC and ask them to. Anybody can do that.
As a state of
he's an American citizen. That's his rights under our Constitution.
As I stated, we are most engaged on policy issues here at home, but we are clear in our respect for human rights globally.
Can you explain to me why James Quincy will not denounce a democratically elected legislature's laws, but he will not simply say that the IOC should consider rebidding its Olympics or that Coca-Cola should consider sponsoring the genocide Olympics? What's the difference there?
Our role as a sponsor is to support and follow the athletes.
So you're sponsoring the genocide Olympics. You are spending millions of dollars to sponsor the genocide Olympics, yet you will not opine on any matter about it, yet you will stick your nose in the Georgia legislature's election reform laws. Can you explain to me the contrast?
First, let me say this. We do not make decisions on these host locations. We support and follow the athletes wherever they compete.
Yeah, no, I've heard your talking points, and I'm tired of hearing them, Mr. Lawley. I'm asking you a simple question. Why is it that Coca-Cola will opine on Georgia's election laws, but not on the genocide Olympics?
As I stated, Georgia is our home. It's where many of our employees live and work, and we are most engaged on public policy issues here in the U.S.
I think the answer is you're afraid of the Chinese Communist Party. You're afraid of what they will do to your company if you say a single word.
Well, there you have it. You're afraid of the Chinese government. You're afraid of anything they say that could potentially mess with your market share. And he was right. And all he did was talking points. We don't have any say in the host cities. We follow the athletes. You may follow the athletes, but what's that got to do with you butting in legislative issues in the state of Georgia? And the answer is nothing. They shouldn't have done it. Tom Cotton did exactly what he was supposed to do. He says, why didn't your president say something to China if he's going to butt in something that he knows nothing about? And here's what was the worst part about this. And most people don't know this. When they talked to these various CEOs, because they all jumped on, not all, but a bunch of them jumped on, IBM and others, and they said, well, have you read it? Have you read what Georgia is wanting to do? And you know what they said? Nope, haven't read it. They merely, the left talking points are what they use to say, oh, it must be disenfranchising black people. So in effect, what Coke was saying is we agree with leftists that black people are too stupid to understand that we want their votes to count the same as we want everybody else's vote to count. They can't figure that out. See, I find that appalling. I find it insulting. But this guy talked around it. And what is he? The vice president of human rights. Human rights. Willing to step in Georgia, but not willing to help the Uyghurs in China and the slave labor camps that supposedly exist over there. I don't know if they do or they don't. Look, it's China's business from this black man's perspective. I lived there. I enjoyed being there. I want to go back at some point, because I'm never going to live there. I'll follow their rules when I go, but go look for yourselves. Go do investigations or whatever, but stop condemning the United States over everything when you're afraid to go tackle it in another country. Leftism dies on the vine every single time. And believe me, the world is beginning to get this message more than they are letting on.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.